we fucking go.
You're listening to Bread and Circuses.
It's like the mob media, for one, is the entire world populated. Like, everybody's on Twitter. Mm-hmm. Fucking the UK is on Twitter. Like, you know what I mean? Like,
unfortunately.
With Caleb Salvatore.
Well, they can't. They can't go to the comedy shows because there's a 2-drink minimum, and you can't mix the Percocet you've been stealing from work with liquor.
And Nick Kohler.
There'd literally be people in the fucking 80s that didn't know that nutting in a girl would make her pregnant.
No, no one's asked that question. What did those families do to provoke Alex Jones like that?
You know what'll solve all of these racial police protests? A Pepsi.
What the fuck is up, friends? Welcome to Bread and Circuses. Fun fact about our intro. Dre Liberator told me the other day she was looking into some YouTube shit. And if you curse in the first 10 minutes of your show, of your video, you're automatically demonetized. So I have managed to make sure that every single episode of this show has been demonetized with the third word into it.
Whoa. Are you serious?
Yeah. Yeah. So
that's just from their, that gotta be just from their ad service. Yeah. Right. Like they don't break terms of service where they like won't let you be on the platform.
Oh no, they won't ban you. It's just, you won't make money off their ads.
That's so dumb, dude.
I am drinking a Coors Light.
What if you advertised? What if you cuss in another language other than English? Like if we're in here like cussing in Bantu, like what the is up, people? Like you think we'd get demonetized for that?
I don't know if they have Bantu translators. We'd have to ask. I'm not.
I probably don't. Dude, they're racist 100%. As fuck over there at Google, dude. They don't got Bantu speakers. Yep.
You heard it here first. Google hates Africans. So.
Yeah, they hate specifically. They hate whatever ethnicity speaks Bantu. I don't know enough about it, but
that's what they do.
You had and they haven't denied it yet. I mean,
that means it's true. Yep.
So they cancel denied, Google. Yeah,
cancel Google. Yep. You had a fun night last night.
I did. If you guys can tell, my voice is how it does not normally sound.
You're sucking too much dick.
No, that's just why I have this red spot on my mouth here. Okay. No. So yesterday, me and one of my old Army buddies went up to a UTEP, University of Texas at El Paso. We went to a basketball game, a men's basketball game. And, you know, I get the student section tickets. And I'd say the stadium probably, or the Don Haskins Center only probably gets like 60-70% full. Mm-hmm. Just because like people here in El Paso, man, just it's hard to get them to do anything like fun like that. Like, so, but there was a benefit to that. The benefit to that was the fucking players on the court could hear us like in the student section. I was in the third row, bro. Mm-hmm. I was right there. I could see the fucking players like facial expressions and stuff, man. I could hear what they were saying in their little huddles when they were down by our side. So like we were close. Like second half starts, man. So we were down by like 12 or something at halftime, right? But we noticed that one of the so they were playing UT San Antonio. Mm-hmm. So that's like a big rival of ours. The Roadrunners. So they were one of their, I think it was their point guard was getting talked to by the ref for something, like probably telling like, hey man, you do this again, like you're out of here, that kind of talk. And I just hear this guy behind me go like, or he's like, that guy's walking back to the locker rooms. I hear this guy behind me go like, hey, keep walking, shut up, go back to the locker, you know, like start heckling him. So I started doing it too, man. And like I know I got him because as he's going, I'm just like, and I'm right by the tunnel too, like the seat right next to it, so like I can lean over the tunnel and like call them idiots and shit, right? So as he's walking, I'm going, keep walking, man.
The N-word, be honest.
For all you know, he's a white guy, you know what I mean? This is Division II college, you know. Yeah, so, but no, he's walking back, and I'm just like, hey, keep walking, man. Yeah, bro, you're good, keep walking. And I see him turn around as I yelled that to him. So I'm like, got him. Fucking got him. So for the whole rest of the game, me and this one other guy, it's mostly me at the beginning, but then this other guy kind of chimed in. We're just like being relentless in the student section, man. Like, guy misses free throws, comes back down. We're like, hey, bro, we're going to shoot free throws. Like, shit like that. Like, you know, but like being mean about it, man.
Yeah.
Like, what was it? Like, our guys are shooting free throws. So we're like, hey, yo, 11, hey, take notes, man. That's how you shoot free throws, bro.
So you're just the hecklers, redraw.
Yeah, dude. But the funny thing was as we started doing that, they started slipping.
Yeah.
And we started pulling ahead.
So you terrorize Nick Kohler, everyone, terrorizing college students in the name of winning basketball games.
That's right. You don't come to the Don Haskins Center and expect they walk out of there with a little something to remember us by, right?
That's right.
So I think the funniest thing was like their UTSA center was just whatever. Like they were playing defense on our end in the second half. So the whole time, every time he's down here, he's this big 7-foot-tall white guy. Mm-hmm. I'm like yelling at him, like, hey, like his number, like, hey, 24, hey, show some hustle on defense. Like, what are you doing? Like, he's calling plays on defense and calling the huddle. So clearly he's like one of the leaders on the team, like the captains. So I'm just like, hey.
So you were mock coaching him?
Yeah, like, show some hustle on defense. What are you doing? Like, they'll be coming back on transition defense, like running back after the ball. I'm like, hey, it's transition defense. Quit jogging. Show some effort. Like,
so you were coaching them. That must like, that was probably more infuriating than the heckling.
And then, yeah, like a forward comes in and subs in, and I'm just, as soon as he comes in, he's like fresh off the bench. I'm yelling at him, hey, you better be warmed up. Hey, you better be warmed up. You're going to be ready. And then, like, he misses, he bricks a three. At, like, and I'm like, yo, bro, you're 2K rating. You're 3 points. Like a 40, bro. He doesn't shoot a three the rest of the game. And he's like wide open, though. Everyone was like laughing at him as he missed.
That's fucking
like,
great.
Dude, it was awesome, man. And like I said, as soon as we were starting to heckle him,
yeah,
we start pulling ahead. By the end of the game, dude, I had the entire student section like freaking yelling at the players, like calling out their numbers and just being ruthless to them. So much that even like the kid that wipes up the sweat, you know, the kid that was wiping up the sweat was like, yo, hey, you suck, number 11. Like,
That's fucking awesome.
Yeah, dude. I think the funniest thing was at the end of the game was one of their, I think it was like a guard or something, like a shorter white guy. Mm-hmm. He played like crap the whole game that he was in, like missed a bunch of shots that I saw in the second half.
Can't play basketball, we know that.
Yeah, right. He came in and did like a foul to like, you know, try to change the possession at the end of the game because it was still kind of close and draw the free throws. So he's standing there, and like as he's standing there, as we're getting ready to shoot free throws, I'm yelling at him like, yo, 11, yo, fouling's the best thing you've done all game, bro. It's the best thing you're good at, man. How's it feel to be the foul guy on the team?
That's great.
And like he's like one of the other guys on the San Antonio, like is like, you know, like patting him on the back and stuff at the end of the game, like probably trying to be like, yo, it's okay, bro. It's okay. I'm like in my head, I'm like, got you, bitch.
You got him. You got into his head.
That's yeah, awesome. We got into their heads, dude.
It's really fun when you're in high school and you go and heckle the girls.
The girls. I'm thinking about going on Sunday and going and doing it too, because I got the student section tickets.
Nice. I still go to high school girls games and just terrorize them as an adult.
A 25, 26 year old man.
No, dude, my brother used to be infamous for that in high school. Like they would be playing their rival school from the same district or whatever. And my brother, if one of the girls on the, there was one girl on the other team who had cheated on her boyfriend and it was like well known. Whoa. So whenever she would go to shoot free throws, my brother would get the student section to chant that girl, the boy's name.
Oh, that's she cheated awesome, on. Dude. That's fucking
like,
awesome.
It was just a menace. Like he's told me the stories about it and they're hilarious.
So. Yeah, that is the best, man. I don't know. I'm a firm believer in just like, it's part of the game, man. You're going to an away team, you know.
For sure.
I mean?
Oh yeah. Yeah, it is what it is. You know, within reason. Nobody's using slurs and shit like that.
Yeah, yeah, nothing like that. Or you can't hey, Blackie, like that.
Yeah, you can't
probably
do
get
that.
Kicked out of the fucking state.
Oh, you get banned. You could get expelled from the university. Yeah, exactly. It would be bad. It would don't,
hey,
don't
white, try boy.
White boy.
White boy. White boy. Call the players white boy.
I think I'm gonna make a YouTube series of that where I just me and a couple friends go to a bar and just get plastered before a high school basketball game, and then we just go and heckle one of the teams.
High school that you don't even go
to. And we just pull up to high schools that we've never been to, and we just show up plastered and just heckle the teams.
For me, man, college is different than high school. It's like high school is still kind of like, you know what I mean? It's competitive, but it's like college is like, you're like getting fucking paid to go.
That's why high school is fun, because you're terrorizing children.
Yeah. College, you're terrorizing like grown men. Those are fucking men playing college basketball, dude.
Yeah.
Like, if they can't handle somebody telling them that they fucking suck, then like, don't be playing college basketball.
That's what I subscribe to, man. Once you get into college, especially when you hear about stuff such as like running the score up and stuff, if you don't like it, stop it. You're a grown adult. You're, even if you're not getting paid NIL money in college, you're going to a school for free that most people graduate from with like 30 grand in debt. So shut the fuck up and take it, you know, to play a sport.
I know it's tough to be a student athlete. Like, I'm not going to pretend like it's easy. Like, you still got to go to practice and maintain grades and stuff, which is like,
not if you're sometimes. Alabama.
Yeah, if you're in a fucking SEC, you don't
SEC,
have to.
The SEC, all straight A students. Yep.
Yeah.
Never
like,
go to class.
I mean, I've had friends that are like student athletes. Like, one of my friends did a year of playing baseball for Nebraska, and he was like, yeah, dude, it was really tough. Like,
oh, I'm sure.
It's like, just like the fact that you have to like maintain your grades and then also like go to practice every day, and you have to live in the shit. You have to live in the dorms.
Basically, like, starve. Yeah.
Yeah. No, you don't starve, but it's like,
you the NCAA feeds you. Yeah. Well, now I'm glad they've got this NIL stuff in place now. I think it's about time. You know, I have no issues with players making money off their likeness. Who fucking cares?
And I mean, just like you're a college student, a full-time college student, which you have to be as a college athlete. It's not like you have an opportunity to go fucking work and make extra money if you want extra money, bro. Like,
sorry, go ahead.
Well, I was going to say, like, a lot of college basketball players like come from places where like their parents are not going to be able to afford to like give them money while they're going to school. You know what I mean? Like,
right. And so, I think this was the happy medium, because I don't think that the NCAA was completely taking advantage of the athletes, and they were milking these guys dry, and these guys really got nothing in return for years. And
because not every player goes to the pros. I mean, there's a lot of like football players, especially that are good. You can only play, there's only so many roster spots. So.
But at the same time, there were a lot of people pushing for like a universal rule where every student athlete had to be paid. And it's like, think about that for a
second. That's a little too much. Because
if you pass that, there's Title IX, man. Everyone has to get paid. It's not just the football and basketball players. So you can either. So what do you think these colleges are going to do? Do you think they're going to pay the women's bowling team, or are they going to cut it?
Yeah, I would just cut it, to be honest.
Even football and basketball. Do you think Western Michigan could afford to pay every athlete on the team?
Exactly.
No, they're going to just cut the program. So you're going to lose hundreds, if not thousands, of teams. When you consider every sport around the country, or athletic programs are just going to be cut instead of paying these people. And you're losing hundreds of thousands of scholarship dollars for kids that probably otherwise wouldn't have been able to go to college.
Yeah. So not even for it. Like, look at like, even like just sports like track, dude. Track, there's no way track is bringing in a lot of
baseball,
for any school.
Baseball would be gone.
Baseball would be gone for maybe like 20 other than 20 schools.
No, Nebraska baseball does not make money. It loses money.
Yeah.
Like, even big schools, baseball does not make a lot of money. Like, even like big name, like Michigan type colleges baseball teams, even if they're good, do not make money. Football and basketball are the only ones that make money. Some certain schools that are really good at sports like hockey will make money.
What about women's sports? Does volleyball make money?
So Nebraska, Wisconsin, UCLA, their women's volleyball teams will break even or turn a small profit.
Nebraska's example. Exactly. Do you know if Nebraska's
Nebraska's makes money. Yeah.
Yeah.
But for the most part, football and basketball fund the athletic department. They make it possible for other sports to be played. That's just the reality, you know, that's how it is. So, you know,
and I mean, I don't get me wrong too. Like I think college is a fun time. Like even if you're playing sports, I mean, you're making friends and like sports are still fun. You know what I mean? So like, and just the college experience in general, I think is fun, especially if you're just taking it as just like a full-time student, which I get the benefit of being able to do. Like it's fun, man.
For sure.
So like, but definitely like dudes like fucking Cam Newton when he was going to school, you know, you know, that dude was making money.
Oh yeah. Just, they're getting paid under the table. Reggie Bush.
Yeah, they had to hide it.
You know, it's like they're all making money. Anyone that was good was getting paid to some degree, was making money. Now it's just not dirty money.
Yeah, exactly.
You know? And a lot of the time the money was getting funneled through the parents. I think what they were doing was making up fake businesses, and the boosters or whatever were paying the parents through their business, you know, for services that never actually happened.
Services.
And the parents would funnel the money to their kid, you know, hey, we're just giving you some money for college, just so you can eat and take care of yours. And that was where the money was coming from.
Yeah. Enough money to afford like full sleeve tattoos and shit. Yeah.
That was like, that was my favorite thing was Shabazz Napier. I don't know if you remember him. He played for Connecticut when they made their tournament run, and I think they won the championship. He was complaining a week before the Final Four about how college athletes should all be paid like a flat rate because he's starving every night and he goes to sleep with hunger pains. And I'm like, dude, I'm literally looking at you. You have over $2,000 worth of tattoos across your arms and chest, probably closer to 3 or 4.
And also there's no way because every college has a fucking like a dining facility that athletes get to eat at without paying.
Yeah. No. Like, yeah. You don't pay. You get like 4 meals a day.
Yes, they're not starving. And you get, when you're in there, you could literally get as much food as you want. It works like army, like chow halls. Like you could go and eat 4 plates of food at breakfast if you really wanted to. Yeah, there's nobody stopping you.
Yeah. So that's bullshit. You know, and I think when you look at the guys with the tattoos, do you remember the Ohio State scandal? They got Jim Tressel fired.
No,
he was.
I've heard of it, but I don't remember it specifically.
Players were getting they were trading like autograph merchandise and stuff to this tattoo shop for free tattoos. And
I remember that now. I do remember that now.
And, you know, and I remember it was probably like 10, 11 years ago. And they were talking about it like it was this huge scandal. And I just remember thinking, who the fuck cares?
Yeah, dude.
They signed a couple autographs for a free tattoo. Who gives a shit?
You know who cares? Why does the NCAA cares? Because they're not making money off it.
Yeah, I just remember thinking, why the fuck does anyone care about this? No one other than the NCAA cares. The coach lost his job over it. Like, you got guys that guys that coaches that have covered up rapes and murders and shit like that.
And fucking
domestic violence. Yeah. But this guy, Tom Osborne, but this guy's fucking, he's letting his players get tattoos for getting free tattoos for trading their merchandise. And it's this huge scandal and he has to be fired and have sanctions against him. Like, come on, give me a fucking break.
Yeah, it's just because they couldn't make money off of it. And
the NCAA is a criminal organization, but I'll still support it. It is what it is.
Yeah. I mean, I don't think the NCAA is all bad, but like the fact of that, treat the players like free money cows. Like some of the players, not all the players, some of the players benefit greatly from it.
Yeah. But
like, the big personalities definitely get taken advantage of. That's kind of like the thing. That's one of the disadvantages where everybody is just treated the same at like a flat line. You know what I mean? Some people get uplifted by it. A lot of others are brought down by it. So,
yep. Speaking of college, am I taking your survey or what's going on?
Yeah. So me and Caleb, I've got a really busy class schedule this semester and,
killing two birds with one stone.
Yeah. Well, I had to do this bullshit class, right? And I've told this to every one of my freaking people. No, this one is legit like dumb, dude. It's a class about science and math. It's not science and math. It's just about science and math. Like the actual,
like how they started.
you know, like have the scientific method and like, oh, it's the basically the science of science. And it's like, that's fucking stupid, dude. Like,
I'm stupid class. As part of one of my electives, I had to take history of rock and roll.
This isn't an elective. It's a required class for every single undergrad. Well,
this was required too. Like it was this one or one other. And I remember going through the textbook and I'm like, this is interesting, but why am I paying $1,200 to learn? Like, this is literally an entire page dedicated to Limp Bizkit. Like, I'm paying $1,200 for this.
Yeah, I mean, I liked my one, like a little like fun art elective I got to do. I get that they just like you do one of them. And then like this is basically the second half of your school. Like for me, like everything that's undergrad or the first 2 years is all like a lot of it's bullshit that you don't need. And then the second half is like the actual like useful stuff for a business school and everything.
Yeah.
But like in this class, it like takes the cake of just like, dude, why? Like, it's all like stuff that I'm just like, dude, I'm not going into science, but I can understand somebody who's going into
research.
Research or something. This would be actually really useful knowledge for them. But me going into business school, like, what the fuck? Like,
right.
Whatever, man, like somewhere somebody made some money off of other shit. So like, I think we have to do surveys pretty frequently. So this is a survey about science. And I thought I would do it with Caleb over the air because it would be funny. So we have it split into age groups, gender. I assume you identify as male.
Non-binary.
Non-binary. Well, it wasn't an option, so fuck you.
Yeah, I like it already. I like it already.
It's a science class, not an imagination
class. That's right. Yeah, this isn't fucking fantasy time. We're not in creative writing, bitch.
Well, no, it's actually funny. For occupation, I put comedian. Fuck yeah. So that was cool. I was able. So the first question on it is, what is science to you?
What is science?
And I gotta fit this into like a reasonably large, like Excel, like square each of these questions. We try to keep the answers brief. Yeah, okay. Like one, two sentences.
Science to me is the researching of a hypothesis to see if it develops a conclusion. I don't know. Here, let me think about this. Hold on. Don't write that. And put on
hold
the spot.
Hold on. Don't write.
It's like we're on what's the IP relay for deaf people.
Like a stenographer on fucking the corner.
Science. I know
it makes you think a little tough bit.
Question. I don't know. I've just always been like, oh, it's science. Well, do you want the modern definition? Because the modern definition is believing whatever the government tells us to believe.
Okay, I'll write that if you
want. And calling it trust the science. Yeah, go ahead and write that.
My teacher would probably get mad at that, but you know,
let him come talk to me.
Go to Omaha, you bitch.
Yeah. Originally, science to me was always the developing of a hypothesis that you test through various experiments. If you get it wrong, you revisit the hypothesis and see why it was wrong.
Developing a hypothesis through various experiments.
Testing a hypothesis through various experiments. Sorry.
Testing a hypothesis.
Yep.
Testing a hypothesis
through various
experiments. This is good stuff, man.
Yeah.
Various tests and changing it if needed or something.
And revisiting it if it's wrong, if it's right, testing it again to make sure your results were correct, I guess. I mean, it's keeping an open mind is probably the most key thing to science, I would imagine.
But yeah,
we just buy whatever the media tells us now.
Well, you know what's funny is this class, like I'll give this class credit. It is actually pretty objective about like is what it? Science is. Good. Yeah, it doesn't really say a lot of bullshit. Mm-hmm. I just personally think the reason that I'm doing it is bullshit.
For sure.
Yeah. So, and honestly, I think that's like really close to the definition that we actually got for science. So,
on the money.
Do you like science? Why or why not?
I like science. I mean,
my older brother said no because it's too hard.
I mean, I like the things science has brought to me. You know, I like the things that have been accomplished through science, but I don't personally, it's not an interest of mine.
So no, but you like what it's brought.
I like the benefits. I understand the need for it. It's just not my thing. I wouldn't be doing comedy if I was good at science.
Yes, I mean, honestly, like, comedy is kind of a science.
Comedy is an art because a science you can perfect and art you can't.
So, oh, I suppose that's true. There is a little bit of like science into it where it comes out. I don't like psychology. You know what I mean? Like,
sure. Yeah.
There are certain things that are kind of universal with comedy. Not like everything, but
you know what I mean? There's science in everything if you think about it. I mean, even if you're working at McDonald's, psychology, yeah, how you treat people, you know,
it's definitely more art, though. I would agree to you on that 100%. Okay, so what are the steps in the scientific process?
Develop a hypothesis, test said hypothesis, review the results, and then go with whatever Dr. Fauci said. No, I'm just kidding. Review the
results.
Yeah, examine results. Revisit hypothesis. Make adjustments as needed. Retest. Because you don't want to do something once. You gotta make sure it was right.
Yeah, and then retest. Nice. It's pretty textbook answer there, dude. You got this class's textbook with you right now.
Yeah, I'm sitting here, I'm reading. I actually pulled it up on my phone right before I purchased it, just so I didn't sound like a dumbass. I spent $75.
Yeah, for real, right? What is a scientific theory? And give an example.
The scientific theory is a hypothesis someone creates that it's not a proven fact. I guess an example of a scientific theory, the first one that comes to mind would be like the Big Bang Theory.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So it's not something that's been proven, but it's what you believe.
But believable, yeah, we'll say the Big Bang Theory, the show.
Evolution, as I call it.
The Big Bang Theory, not the actual, like, scientific theory, not the crappy show.
TV. Yeah, the show. Yeah, the TV show.
All right, what is a scientific, or what is a fact? And then give an example. Facts and logic.
Okay, anything Ben Shapiro says.
All right. Dude, no. I found a picture that somebody photoshopped making Ben Shapiro black eye. I just thought that was like the funniest thing ever, dude. Like,
A scientific fact. Let me think. Mad cow disease is 100% fatal. There's a fact.
Yeah, I suppose that's true.
Something that can be proven, I guess. Yeah.
Something that can be proven. Well, a theory can be proven, though.
Well, right? So something that has been proven. Something that has been proven. And there you go. Mad cow disease is 100% fatal in all cases. COVID is fake. What if you put that?
COVID is fake. The thing is, COVID isn't fake, though. It's like the government response is just horse shit.
Yeah.
Like,
what do you think they would do if you put, I mean, my answer is COVID is fake.
Oh my God. I don't know. And I'd probably get like people commenting on there. Yeah. Like, this guy's a fucking idiot.
Yeah. They'd probably
like, this guy's the man. I don't know.
This guy's based.
Turn into 200 comment thread on the fucking thing of people arguing with each other. And I'm just sitting there like, oh God, dude.
I used to do that. I used to try to start, like, when you get on those like discussions and it was like reply to two people, I would always try to like start an argument. But I wouldn't.
6 million. That seems like a big number. Huh?
I just leave it and I'd let other people argue. It was like,
just drop and forget like a grenade, dude. Yep. Just drop and forget. Yeah. All right. So what is a law or a scientific law? And then give an example.
Oh, fuck. A law is just like a fact. It's something that's been proven, something that can't be broken. Once something is said as a scientific law, it's not really anything you can question, and everything has to abide by it. So I guess Newton's law of motion, that an object in motion stays in motion unless stopped by an outside force.
Yeah, actually, somebody else I have said Newton's.
Yeah, those are probably the only ones anybody knows.
No, the first one that came to my mind, honestly, and water, I don't know gravity. Anything about it, was no, the theory or the law of thermodynamics. That was the only, I don't even know why. I don't even know what the fuck it is. I just know it's a scientific law.
The law, like, don't run stop signs.
Scientific, the law of snitches get stitches.
Yeah, snitches get snitches. Yeah, snitches get stitches. Don't rape.
Yeah, that's a legal law.
Not unless you've both had something to drink, then there's gray area.
There's gray. If somebody's dressing in a certain way,
well, it depends how she's. Yeah,
depends how she's dressed. She. That's even if it's a guy on guy rape.
Well, men can't be raped. That's a fact.
Yeah, true. Okay, so this one will be funny. Do you know the difference, or what is the difference between astronomy and astrology? there's a real question on here.
You can write this. Astronomy is the study of the universe and its functions by actual scientists. Astrology is a scam made up by women who hang tapestry in their bedrooms. Put that down.
Thing, yeah.
put that down.
Now, the only thing I need to know is if you knew the difference between it or not. So I have I'm just putting a simple yes on
yes,
there.
Yes, one is horse shit. One is a scam. Is horseshit.
Big pain. Big black holes don't exist. Yeah, neutron stars. Horseshit.
The moon.
Sun
is
and
fake.
Cancer. Yeah. Sun and Cancer. Oh man, testable and provable.
The only Mercury I know is when it's in retrograde. Okay.
That's right. All right. So the next one is, what is evolution?
Fake. No, I'm just kidding.
Fake.
A hoax.
Created by the animal planet.
To make money. The History Channel. No, Hitler was a hoax created by the History Channel. No, evolution, it's the theory that... It is a theory. That's the important part. It's the theory that human life started as a microorganism and eventually evolved and developed into what we are now, from just various stages. We are de-evolving at the moment.
Take that, scientist. Why don't you just evolve to not be affected by COVID?
That's
take
right.
That, it's science.
Like I have. Like I've done.
Yeah, literally.
Right now, personally, I believe we're de-evolving into a bunch of soy boy fucking pussies.
I don't think that's even possible. Well, because, like, here's the thing. It's like evolution really only works in one way, right? And it actually has been proven that not proven, but like according to the evolution theory, that like humans have become progressively smarter but weaker as time has gone on.
Because if you think about it, humans have evolved to better suit their. Because I mean, you either evolved and adapted to suit your environment, or you died. Right?
We're not fighting saber-toothed tigers.
Yeah, we're not fighting animals. Yeah, the age of the dude that's like super buff and big, and you know, it's kind of coming to an end because. Right now, we're not in a position where we need that. You know, it's people are now.
It's not completely survival. Isn't the
survival?
Well,
I mean, if you think about it, women are attracted to the person they feel can take best care of them. Right. Mm-hmm. That's just always how it's been. The dude that's, you know, 6'5" and muscle bound isn't going to create more often than not, isn't going to create the $1 billion tech company. You know, he's not going to have the 6-figure job in an office at a skyscraper that pays for all your bills so you can sit home and flick your bean and cheat on him all day. You know, put that in there as well.
Well, marrying somebody and reproducing are, you know, kind of like on the same lines. So theory that human life started as a microorganism and evolved
to adapt to their environments.
I read a thing that somebody put somewhere. I don't even remember where I read this at. Maybe it's just a bunch of horse shit. Mm-hmm. But somebody claimed that back like early humans, you know, like early humans, like prehistory humans, like it was just like the average human then was like the athletic level of like a NBA player now.
Oh, I'm
like
sure that. You had to be.
Yeah, exactly.
Now, they didn't own their skills. They weren't doing drills.
Yeah, exactly. I bet their free throw percentage was god terrible.
Yeah, they all shot like Shaq, man.
Yeah, they weren't drilling 30 footers, dude. Nope. Let's see here. Why is evolution called a theory? And this is the last question.
It's
a bunch of bullshit.
Because it's horseshit. That's it.
Jesus.
No, I mean, it's a theory because it's really impossible to prove unless you have a time machine, you know?
Like, yeah, because we can't observe it. Yeah.
Yeah, you can't go back. You know, unfortunately, the people that have come up with the theory and are following the theory will die before they can see the next step in human evolution, even if, you know, one might argue we're already in it. But yeah, we can't prove it unless you go back in time and personally witness it happen.
Yeah. And I mean, like, I know that we've witnessed evolution happen and like insects and stuff, but like sure. Life is just too long to like evolution takes years and years and years and years, according centuries. To theory. Yeah. So yeah, it's like, we can't observe it.
Hasn't been proven because it's a total hoax. Just like COVID. They can't prove COVID exists.
COVID does exist.
It's a massive scam.
It's a big scam. Like the credit cards.
In the 2020 election. I think I got my new career path, man. I'm gonna rent a Bentley and just make YouTube videos telling kids to drop out of college.
You like me. You probably make a pretty popular like TikTok channel.
Yeah, I could get good at that. The Gary Vee way.
Yeah. Yeah, you could definitely do that. There's that one guy that like just walks around and asks people what they do for the living. Like, yeah. Imagine being the guy.
Have you seen that Sam Teal kid on TikTok?
Which one is he?
He goes around and he has different videos. I think he's just some kid with rich parents, but he goes around and like pretends to be super rich. And he walks up to this guy just in the street. He's going around asking people if they sell stocks. It was right around the whole like Wall Street Bets thing when that was going on. And he goes up to this guy and he's like, sir, he's like, hi, I was just wondering, do you sell stocks or do you trade stocks? And the guy goes, no, I'm not really into that. And he just like starts laughing maniacally. And he goes, okay. And the guy goes, what? And he goes, what are you? Are you poor? And the guy goes, no, I'm into other stuff. And he goes,
That's on YouTube.
What? It's on TikTok. Sam Teal is his name. T-E-E-L.
Sam Teal.
He goes around and asks people if they're rich.
And then laughs at them when they say no.
Yeah. He goes in. There's one video. He goes into like a TJ Maxx or something. And the sign said something that was like kind of sexual or something. I don't even remember what it was. It might have been like the number 6 and 9 next to each other. And he just starts laughing maniacally in the middle of the store. That's all it is. Just,
what's his name
Sam,
again?
I'll just pull it up on TikTok. Yeah, it's Sam Teal.
Sam Teal. I might know. I might have seen it.
Sam Teal, 1234. T-E-E-L.
T-E-E-L.
Yeah. Yeah, he has. He talks about like being in the Boy Scouts, like it gave him all this PTSD and shit.
Oh my god.
Like it was in the military.
I don't see him anywhere on like Google Images or anything. This bunch is just like random Sam.
A store called BJ.
Look at the name of the store, dude. Oh my
god, dude.
Excuse me, ma'am. What's the name of the store?
This store? BJ.
That's hilarious, dude. It's so stupid, but it's so funny.
It's ridiculous. I love the people that just go and just create public disturbances for social media clout. It's the best thing. Like the Nelk Boys or whatever.
Yeah,
old school Nelk Boys, not the new shit where it's like you have to watch 15 minutes of garbage to see the actual prank.
Yeah.
No, the like where they would go and dress as like Best Buy employees. You seen that one?
Yeah, I remember those.
The guy, funny. The African guy that wants to buy a memory card, and he's like, "Well, I gotta know what you're putting on here. Like, it can't be any Brazzers stuff." And the guy goes, "What is Brazzers?"
Don't they do another one too, where they go pretend to be Target employees?
Target, Walmart, anywhere.
That's the one I remember. Is like a lady goes up to him, like asking like the different price of these toys or something.
And yeah,
I don't remember 100%, but I think he goes like, "Oh, you can't afford this. I'm sorry."
You can't afford this. That's great.
I think I remember that being a thing. But
so, so Mia and I, just to change it, we went to see a movie last weekend. Did you look it up?
Theaters?
Yeah, we saw it at the
Alamo. No, I didn't.
So we saw the most repulsive movie I have ever seen in my entire life.
Yeah, what was it called again?
This movie, it's called Licorice Pizza. Okay. And it's a weird name that really had nothing to do with the title. And I kind of put something together at the end. I'll tell you in a second. So Licorice Pizza, let me read the fucking description of the movie on Fandango for you, right?
Sean Penn and Tom Waits, isn't it?
Bradley Cooper's in it. So here's what it says. This is the description. Licorice Pizza is the story of Alana Kane and Gary Valentine growing up, running around, and falling in love in San Fernando Valley, 1973. Now, it was her turn to make a movie pick. So I'm like, that's cool. Romantic comedy. I watched the trailer. It actually looked somewhat interesting. I'm like, you know, it's probably not my thing, but it's whatever. We'll just go hang out and have a good time.
Yeah.
So what this did not mention was he is 15 years old and she's 28, and it's a fucking love story about a pedophile. Yes.
Damn. And they don't like make it seem. Like it's normal.
Yes. They don't even like the worst. Okay. So she says she's 25, and later on in the movie, she tells Bradley Cooper's character she's 28. And the thing is, I would like to think actors like Bradley Cooper and Sean Penn and them wouldn't include themselves in this type of filth, but you know how Hollywood is. But their characters played such small parts. There's a chance they brought them in for shooting and they had no idea what the plot was. They may have just told them it was that and they had no clue. But so the worst part of this movie, right, is they don't just outright say, "Hey, this is a 15-year-old, this is a 28-year-old. They're in love. It's cool." It doesn't do that because they knew that wouldn't work. And by the way, God forbid if it was the other way around and the man was 28. So they don't.
It has universal acclaim on Metacritic.
Yes. It's nominated for every fucking award. They're trying to normalize fucking kids, dude. It's crazy. So the worst part about this movie is it doesn't just come out and outright say, "Hey, this is okay. This is good." What it does is it makes you see it from her perspective. Like, you kind of start to feel bad for her. She's close with the kid. You know, she went and
Wikipedia article on this movie says controversy. Licorice Pizza has received some criticism in the press and on social media for its inclusion of two scenes in which the character Jerry uses a demeaning accent.
Yeah,
to mock an Asian woman.
That's what the mob is upset about, is he is one guy for like 2 minutes uses an Asian accent. That's what they're upset at. No mention of the pedophilia, but there's all the
things problematic. Not to mention that a 28-year-old fucking a 15-year-old isn't like something that is just showed as normal.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
There's nobody in there in the whole movie that's just like, "She's 25, you're 15.
No one says anything about it. No one cares. No one says anything about it the entire movie. I have never been so uncomfortable in a fucking movie before as that one. And it was like, the problem was we went to the Alamo. So they bring your tab over at the end. So we sat through the entire movie.
Did Mia have the same sentiment about it?
Oh, she was pissed. She was not happy. She wanted to leave. And I was like, we can't, because then
it's like, what, dude, it's a fucking movie. Like, they couldn't have just made him 18.
The worst part was his age had nothing to do with the plot. He could have been 18. And it could have just been like, "Hey, this guy's younger than me. Yeah, maybe it's a little creepy."
18 and 25-year-old. I mean, like, that happens all the time. Like,
and you know, I'm sure if a girl was 25 and had feelings for a dude that was like 18 or 19, she would have the same weird feelings. Like, is this okay? But it'd be fucking legal. It wouldn't be pedophilia.
And you, the worst part,
I mean, honestly, the only thing that would be weird about it is just like the 7-year age difference of like a 25-year-old, like mentally and emotionally, just way different than an 18-year-old. But like,
and
you wouldn't feel like you're fucking a fucking child.
No,
some people aren't developed at like at all at 15, dude.
Mia's calling us. Hold on. Hold on. Hello?
Hello.
Hey, what are you doing?
I'm driving.
You're on the podcast right now.
We're talking about licorice pizza.
We're talking about licorice pizza. What was your overall setup? What did you think about it?
I hated it. I thought it was weird. It was the other way around. It never would have been made.
Yes. Thank you.
And
that's such a good point.
And tell him what you told me.
What?
That the director should get a bullet in his head.
I didn't say that.
All right. I'll see you when you get home, okay? All right. Bye. I love you.
Oh, my fucking God. Yeah, dude, they could never make that. They could never make a 28-year-old guy fucking a 15-year-old girl and not have it be like that guy's like the biggest scumbag and like not show it. Like they could make that movie. But it would not be fucking universally loved unless it was shown to be that guy like dies at the end
because he beats to death. I went back after because I never read critics' reviews. I don't give a fuck, right? I went back afterwards. None of the critics mentioned it. Rotten Tomatoes, who wants Chappelle canceled, gave it a 91%, right? Like it's nominated for like 8 or 9 different awards. This feels so forced. And they try to sell it as this indie movie that came out of nowhere. It's got Sean Penn and Brad Pitt. Fuck off, right? It's got like it is so forced. It feels like such a concerted effort that hey, maybe pedophilia is not such a bad thing. Like it doesn't outright say it. It plants the seed, right? Like it makes you like what's the? Have you seen the chick flick, Dear John? Where she's got the husband in the military, boyfriend in the military, and she's
Spider-Man's
like,
in it, isn't he?
Yeah, one of them. No, that's Brothers.
Okay.
Channing Tatum's in this, I think.
Yeah.
She's got like she dates the guy and he goes off to the military and she cheats on him and you know it kind of plants the seed. It's like you feel bad for her from her perspective and it makes you see that it's the same thing. It tries to make you see it from the Predator's perspective. And by the way, Dear John repulsed me. That bitch was a fucking whore and a cheater, and she deserved the bullet too. Right. But
did she get shot in the end of it?
Deserved one. She deserved the cancer that her new husband got.
Oh, my God, dude. Yeah. This thing is nominated for so many fucking awards. Look. OK, so look,
it feels Toronto like such a concerted effort to push it.
It's like all the state ones, San Francisco, San Diego, online.
Yeah. Film big surprise. Society, California,
National Society of Film Critics, New York, L.A., Hollywood, go Georgia, Florida, Detroit Critics Choice Awards.
So
that's disgusting.
Here's the worst part of this, right? It's Hollywood elite fucking elitist bullshit movie. Here's the worst part of this. So the title, I saw licorice pizza. They never mentioned licorice. They never mentioned pizza. I posted a video on it on TikTok after the day after we saw it. And my schizophrenic followers, God bless their soul, reminded me of a little conspiracy theory called Pizzagate. Do you remember what trafficked children were referred to? Pizza.
No way. Dude, pizza. That is insane. Shut the fuck up. No way.
Yep.
Bruh. Look at this. The Daily Beast. TikTokers are accusing licorice pizza of pedophilia.
It is.
What do you mean? He's 15, bitch.
Accusing? You can't fuck a minor and not be a pedophile. There's no accusation. It's a fact. Like, I mean, the actor was 18, but still, like... But yeah, no, the licorice pizza, a trafficked child in the fucking Pizzagate conspiracy thing. What happened was they leaked all those emails from WikiLeaks, Julian Assange and all them. They leaked those emails. These people on the internet put together, hey, they talk about pizza a lot on their fucking shit, right? On their emails. They talk about pizza on their work email a lot. And they started to see, it's almost like they're talking in a code, like, pepperoni was code for one race or one gender or whatever. And they started to put these things together. And pizza was the word that they used to refer to the trafficked kids as. So I'm just like, what the fuck?
Licorice. Okay. So some some websites here are pointing out that it pointing out that it's like it's just whatever about pedophilia on here.
It's an attempt to normalize.
There's only but it's like all the news articles are like saying like they're wording it as if the fact that it's being criticized for this is like ridiculous.
A bad thing. Yeah. It's like, I mean, this is normal. This is, so there's another scene in the movie.
It's P.T. Anderson's Newsroom Licorice Pizza is making some people uncomfortable because
people
is chastised for glorifying pedophilia,
which is exactly what it did. At the end of the movie, they share a kiss like it's the fucking Notebook. Like they don't redeem themselves and be like, hey, maybe this is inappropriate and we're better off as friends. Nope.
None of these are like major news sources, though. They're all like things I've never fucking heard of. Yeah. Dude,
it's this fucking map minor attracted person bullshit. There's an effort to normalize this. So here's another key part in this movie that I don't think got as much attention as it should have. So there's a scene. She starts working for the mayor's office, or not the mayor, the guy that's running for mayor, a councilman. And there's a big thing around, why isn't the councilman dating anybody, blah, blah, blah. Well, it turns out he's gay, and he calls her to a dinner with him and his boyfriend to kind of cover in case like reporters are seeing that he's gay or whatever. So she has to take his boyfriend home and pretend to be his boyfriend's girlfriend. And they have a moment where they act like they're in the same situation, like they can relate, as if being gay was anything close to being a pedophile. And gay people hate that. Gay people don't want fucking pedophiles looped into the LGBT thing. And the pedophiles really want in.
That's something that conservatives are really like trying to point out, is like, dude, this what's going to happen is they're going to try to lump, they're going to try to put P, or they're going to try to put MAP in LGBT.
Transgenders already did it. It was LGBT.
If you would have thought of fucking 20 years ago, even like the LGBT people, like the gay rights people would have thought that they would have lumped transgender people in with gay people. It's like a completely different thing, but like that's how they're going to try to make it is they're going to try to map it with something that most people are actually comfortable with.
That's new. No, dude, that's the problem. And it really does suck, because like, I'm someone that truly does believe that gay and lesbian, bisexual people should have the same rights as all of us, right? I have no problem if they adopt kids. I support it, right? I'd rather they go to a fucking legitimate family than stay in the foster care system or you know, in a broken home or whatever. No problem if they get married. I support it. I want two people to be happy. If you want to get fucked on taxes, go ahead and fuck yourself on taxes, right? I think they should have the same rights as you and I. But it sucks so much to see this, because you have groups that have absolutely nothing to do with it. Nothing to do with it. Pedophilia. Yeah,
like imagine trying to like lump like furries in the LGBT. I'm sure there's probably people that have, like, do and that on Twitter.
I want to make this clear. I'm not comparing transgenders to pedophiles. They're two completely different things. Transgenders are not the same thing as gay people, though. They latched themselves onto it. They got the acceptance they were looking for. And again, no problem if a man wants to be a woman, or if a woman feels like she's a man, whatever.
Kind of.
Do whatever.
People are still pretty resistant to everything on there.
It's still a little bit weird, but it's a lot more than it was 5 years ago, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Again, no problem with the transgender thing. You know, as long as you're not just saying, oh, I'm a man so I can go look at women in the women's locker room, I have no issues with, or I'm a woman so I can go look at women in the women's locker room, I have no issues with it. That's fine. But when you start what's happening is other groups that should not be accepted, because, you know, end of the day, transgenders are consenting adults. They can do whatever the fuck they want. Other groups that should not be accepted, like pedophiles, or as they call themselves now, MAPS, are trying to copy that blueprint. And it's a good,
they really are,
because it's worked. And now Hollywood, which we know is run by pedophiles, that's been exposed 100 times over, is now like, all right, let's push this out there.
Let's make our move.
Let's see how this does. Let's make nominate it for all the awards that we make up, so we can make it seem like it's a big deal. And then let's chastise anyone who feels mildly uncomfortable by it. Like it's the same thing as being uncomfortable by seeing a gay couple holding hands in public. Like that's the end game here. And that's what's so fucked up about it. So like,
Dude, how is it not like the main, like people are like putting it as like a main thing in the movie, is that it depicts a 28-year-old woman.
That's why it feels,
and a 15-year-old kid.
That's why it feels relationship so organized, because not a single description mentions it. Not a single, not nothing.
The kid could have been 18. It would have been fine. Did they even show him in high school or anything? Like,
I went back. Yeah, I did. So I went, and that's the thing, is it like it, they could have kept 98% of the plot if the kid was an adult. They would have maybe had to tweak just a little tiny bit of it, but it would have been the same. And the worst part, man, was the acting wasn't bad. The filming wasn't bad. The storyline wasn't bad. If they just would have changed it, it could have actually been a decent movie, right? But it just felt like such a forced effort to get people to accept minor attracted persons that it was repulsive. Like, I don't even know what, like, and don't be surprised when we see more movies like this coming out. And in a couple of years, you might see a male female relationship with that dynamic where the guy's the older one. Don't be surprised. There was a movie a couple of years ago. It was an Italian movie about a gay couple. It was two gay guys, and the guy was like 38 and the kid was like 15, 16. And that was controversial, but it was an Italian movie. Gay movies really aren't, you know.
I know another thing too in Europe,
so it didn't get too much attention.
Oh, I know. Like 16 is in Europe, I think, is kind of what they consider to be an adult.
Yeah, Europe's a little goofy, but
I don't know, man. Like even 16 is like kind of young. Yeah. Some states are at least 16 is the legal age of consent, but it's like,
I mean, if the guy's like 18 and she's 16. Whatever, but yeah, I mean, we were talking
about a 30-year-old and a 28-year-old and a 16-year-old would just be slimy, dude.
And I think especially, and so it's a science. We talk about scientific facts. It's a scientifically proven fact that women do mature faster than men, right?
They do, so, but it's also a scientific fact that like people's brains don't stop developing until they're 25. Yeah.
Well, and there's that. But so, I mean, when you think of like a girl that's 21 and a guy that's 23, 24, 25, I don't think that age gap's that big of a deal because she's probably pretty close to him in terms of emotional maturity.
You think so, man? I don't know. Yeah. Cause like, I know a lot of, I go to school with a lot of 20, 21 year olds. Dude.
No. Yeah. I take that back.
A 21 year old woman and a 25 year old woman.
I take that back.
It's so fucking far, man.
Yeah.
I mean, it's not like, everybody, it's me too. I was way different emotionally as a 25 year old than a 21 year old. Everybody is.
I think. So forget what I just said, but the point I was trying to make is that men, especially if you are a young man, especially if you're not even old enough to buy a beer, fuck being a minor. So you're like 18, 19, 20. If you're not old enough to buy a beer and you've got a girl that's like 25 or 26 that's attracted to you and she's not bad looking, that is a red flag, because that girl, let me tell you, could get any dude her age that was single that she wanted to. There is a reason she picked you. It's not because of your dashing good looks. It's not because of your charisma and personality. It's because she can control you. So stay the fuck away from her. That's why she wants you. Now, if you're 30 and she's 35, that's different. You know,
because By that time you have finished developing as like obviously you always keep changing as a person, but like you're not thinking like a fucking child when you're 30 years old. Hopefully, if you are, you're underdeveloped. Like, sorry.
Right. Yeah.
You're not the normal. You're an outlier that proves the rule. Like, you know what I mean? Like,
no, for sure. But yeah, that's my thing, man. Like a girl, because let's be real, man. Men have to work to get a girl. Women can pretty much get whoever they want if they're halfway decent looking. You know what I mean? Yeah. In their age group. There is a reason she is going that low. And it's because she is either A, she's not emotionally mature enough for men her age. B, she just wants to control you because you're young and dumb. Or C, all of the above.
She unconsciously wants to control. Is it like kids are easy to control? Like a 15-year-old is easy to manipulate.
Oh, 15. Yeah, I mean, I'll be honest with you, man. If a 28-year-old girl started fucking my 15-year-old son, I'd probably shoot her. Like,
I would definitely call the fucking police.
Oh, the police would be involved if they got there before me. Yeah. So be it. Like, I would probably shoot her, though. Like, I'm not going to lie. It's same thing if a 28-year-old. Imagine if a 28-year-old guy was trying to fuck your 15-year-old daughter. You know, society would fucking drag him to the streets and hang him.
Yeah. Definitely as somebody of a daughter, I think about that kind of stuff a lot. Yeah. And I would definitely like beat that guy to almost death.
Yeah.
Like almost. I'd maim him. I wouldn't kill him.
Kill your local pedophile.
Yeah.
You like my shirt?
Kill all pedophiles. Yeah. Because like, well, here's the thing about the word pedophile too, is somebody that has fucked a kid. It's not even like a pedophile isn't even just somebody that like is attracted to.
Yeah.
Cause like, I understand that there's probably some people out there. Well,
there are people that like experience attraction to children and they seek help and then they don't do it.
Try to get help.
But the problem is pedophilia is a disorder, right? Yes. There are pedophiles out there that have never fucked a kid. They've never looked at kitty porn.
They've never done anything to a kid.
And they know that their urges are wrong. They get help. They're medicated. They seek therapy, whatever. Now, how many does that work on? I have no fucking clue. Like when you see people that actually act that way, that's when you get into, okay, that's a child.
That's because when society treats it as a problem, it can be dealt with as a problem. When society's accepting of people trying to fuck kids.
Let me tell you, man, when that becomes more acceptable, if this is really the road we want to go down, and we really want to say that, hey, we're going to make pedophilia an acceptable thing in the next 10, 15, 20 years. Don't be surprised when the murder rates start going up. I'm going to be real. If it was legal and there was nothing I could do, my 14-year-old daughter's dating a 30-year-old, I'm going to just kill him. That's all there.
Here's the thing. It's like psychology studies, biology, like human biology studies have shown that like when people have those sexual experiences too young, even if it's fucking consensual, it fucks them up for the rest of their life, dude.
It's a low rate, but those are the people that become child abusers. The ones that were abused, and not all of them, not even most of them.
If you're going to try to humor these people, like these map people, and it's consensual, it's like,
yeah, humor, dude, with a fucking baseball.
A 14-year-old thinks like a 14-year-old is not mentally capable of fucking consenting to something with an adult. You know what I mean? If it's with an adult, it's not exploratory. Like, yes, you can say like, 14 and 15 teenagers do shit. It's like, well, okay, fair enough. But if you're if it's a 30-year-old person doing it, that's somebody who's not experimenting. Dude. Right. They're very well aware of what fucking sexuality is at 30.
It's like I said, man, if that really became legal and there was a 30-year-old man started trying to court my 14-year-old daughter and there was no legal action I could take, no police to back me up, nothing. This was legal and an accepted part of society. I'm putting a bullet in his head. That's the end of story. It's not happening. I'm killing him. You know, there's nothing else. The discussion is over. You've left me no choice. This is how we're settling it. This guy's going to a pig farm and you'll never find the weapon.
There has to be pushback against.
Absolutely.
This. Or 30, 40 years from now, if there's no pushback 30, 40 years from now, it will be acceptable.
It's like, what else is going to happen is bodies are going to stack because people won't just let it happen, man. Like they may push pedophilia as an acceptable thing. And I want to spend, I don't think in like states like Nebraska, I don't think it's going to be a thing. You look at California, Oregon, Washington, could happen.
Where all the fucking weirdos live.
It could happen, man.
Well, here's the thing of like on legal cases, right? Where like if somebody like even a 20-year-old guy rapes a fucking 13-year-old, 14-year-old girl, you know,
right.
And I'm not going to say like a girl rapes like a 12, 13-year-old boy because they just get off. They get like 2 years in prison, whatever.
That's what happens.
Yeah. But like 18, 19, 20-year-old rapes like a 12-year-old. Yeah, they get the rape charge, but it's a higher charge. It's like a more severe charge to do it to somebody who's a minor.
Yeah,
like
no one will hire. No one will hire you. You know, because like you have a rape charge, and not that would help your employment process.
It's not like raping somebody or raping a kid. Like you know, absolutely. What I mean, like there's you're gonna get more.
People may be willing to look past it as, hey, maybe he fucked up. You know, there's a lot of stuff that can happen in a rape situation. Maybe she got drunk and said, you know, the next day I didn't want to do this. A lot of different stuff can happen there. You fuck a kid, that's pretty black and white, man.
The only situation I think that you can kind of be like about or at least sympathetic towards somebody about is like if they're like an 18 or 19-year-old and like their girlfriend is like 17, 16, you know, on the border there where you're like, yes.
Sense has to be used.
Sometimes it isn't though, and like people go to fucking jail for statutory rape and they're sex offenders the rest of their life because they had sex with their 16-year-old girlfriend.
The Akon situation, man. They were in a 21 and up club. 16-year-old girl goes in there with a fake ID and hooks up with them. How's that his fault? He's in a club where everyone's getting carded.
Did he go to jail for that?
He got off because of that. He got sued and it was just a bunch of bullshit. I'm like, you're in a 21 and up club. Everyone's getting carded at the door. How is this guy supposed to know?
Security
What's he supposed to card her? The card worked on security. Why wouldn't it work on him? That's not his fault. That's just a shitty situation for everyone involved.
Security should be getting sued. You know what I mean?
The club should get the shit sued out of him. Absolutely. Yeah. Why is a 16-year-old girl in a 21 and up club?
I would feel really uncomfortable being at that club knowing that there's potentially 15, 16-year-old girls in there, dude. That would make me really paranoid that any girl in there was underage. You know what I mean? It would make me feel really uncomfortable.
Yep. That's why stick to Craigslist hookups, man.
They could be 14 or 15, too. You don't.
Or they could be a dude that's going to stick a gun in your mouth and rob you. anything.
A dude that just holds you at gunpoint and makes you watch him jerk off.
In a ski mask. Or a Michael Myers mask or something like that.
He just tapes you to a chair, duct tapes you, to knocks you out, ducks you to a chair and makes you watch him fucking dildo himself. And then once he's done, he just fucking leaves you on the side of the road and drives off.
That's so gross. All right. That's where we're going to end it.
There's that image. Movie.
Think of that. Yeah, that would be a much better movie than the trash I just saw, you know, Caleb Salvatore, Nick Kohler, we're here. We're peacing the fuck out. It's been Bread and Circuses, Harmful Content Deuces, Comedy, February motherfucking 12th. Use the promo code Bread, BREAD, for $3 off your tickets. As usual, we'll post the link in the description. Thank you guys so fucking much. Peace out.
Later, y'all. Deuces.